as much physical contact as we could with others, which is kind of odd in the car business. We usually do everything we can to encourage everybody to come in here and hang out and you know, have a big events and just come in and make yourself at home. Now we're really kind of discouraging people from coming in. We would rather work with you to know when you're coming. We've got restricted access to our showroom, not letting vendors into the building without approval, and just trying to make it sure that our people are safe and that when you're here, that you're safe. We have recently, just yesterday, we closed our lounges in the service area. So now when you pull up to our service drive, we're actually going to ask you to call us. Don't get out of your vehicle. Go ahead and give us a call at 918-333-0900, and then we'll come out to you. We're going to come outside. We'll write you up. We actually would prefer to come get your vehicle at your house and bring it back to you. We've got ways to disinfect the keys and everything about the vehicle, and we'll clean it up when we bring it back and before we leave, and make sure that way you're safe and in your most comfortable place. If that's not an option, obviously you can drop the vehicle off, or we've got a few limited loaners available. And of course, in an emergency, come on in. We'll take care of that way and make special accommodations when necessary. But it's a new day, that's for sure. Lots of changes in how we sell cars.
We're talking with Brad Dunges with the Dunges Family of Autos. I like that idea of coming up, picking up the vehicle, taking it in, servicing it, and then when you come back, you're assured that you've got something that's not only going to be roadworthy, but wow, it's going to be healthworthy too. That is super service.
That's right. We got instruction really early in this, so a couple of weeks ago, from Lincoln, because of course Lincoln features pickup and delivery as part of their overall customer promise. When you buy a new Lincoln now, it comes with your warranty, where we do service pickup and delivery on our Lincolns that are under manufacturer warranty. And so those cars we have to be careful with and clean. We do that all the time. But now we're doing that on all our brands. If you need us to come get your vehicle, if it's outside or too many miles away, there may be a small charge. But for most people that are in our market, we'll be able to just run out there and get it, bring it in, do the work we need. You know, this allows us too to coordinate parts, to really make it more convenient, I think. And you know, heck, this may be a more of a permanent change in how we operate in some ways, if you think about it. Just adapting to people's lives, and we've seen that in sales. We've talked a lot in the last few years on the show about changes in the sales process and how people do so much of their shopping online and at home, and how much more we communicate before they come in to the dealership to look at cars. And boy, this has sure encouraged that speeding up. We definitely have been delivering and doing the full contracting process remotely from the dealership a lot more lately. We have the ability to do remote e-sign, which is an electronic signature system that allows you to do that remotely, even when we're not there. So there's all kinds of new stuff coming. We talked a lot in the last few months about our websites and the great tools they have to help you research a vehicle and do pricing stuff, do your financing, find out what a trade it is worth. I actually go pretty much all the way to clicking buy now, and you know, putting your whole deal together. So all our websites have tools like that, and it's just accelerating all this, I think. Made for some permanent changes in how we sell cars, certainly.
Well, I tell you, with things being just a little bit different, the one thing that's going to be the same is that you're going to get the best top to bottom when you do business with the Dunges Family of Autos. Doesn't matter if it's Toyota, Lincoln, Ford, you're going to get the best of the best. And just by outlining how you're treating your customers during this particular phase in our history here in Bartlesville, it really kind of sums up the way that the 90 years of being in business has been with the people of the area too, because it's always been about customer satisfaction and making it easier and simple on the buyer.
You're so right. And you know, while that's that's our side of it, it's about the community. Bartlesville mm-hmm. is like that. We talk about that on the radio show often. All the time. The guests I try to get in, the sparks in the Bartlesville community, how we always rally around each other. I know we'll make it through this horrible time and make it through and be positive. We, you know, our community is really strong and people take care of each other. You know, as long as we all, you know, are careful in this period. I know our team, you know, this takes it so seriously. We've got this disinfectant protocol going on now. We've all been practicing social distancing. We stopped having meetings a couple, you know, early last week, a couple weeks ago. We now do video conferences internally. When I want to talk to one of the sales managers, I do a Zoom meeting with them, Tom.
You just zoom right into their office a different way, though.
And, you know, we started doing that with customers, too. It's really cool where we can sit there with a video conference thing going on. If, you know, Zoom is a free app. There's other ways to do it, FaceTime or just, you know, sharing. We have tools on our computers here that allow us to do it with you, just send you video and stuff. So, mm-hmm. But it's kind of cool to be sitting there with a customer, talking to them live on that tool and being able to show them the car we're talking about. We can do the full walk around. We can do a complete vehicle demonstration. You can actually show us your trade-in. We can do most of the evaluation there that way. So that's kind of fun, and you know, it's happening every day here now.
And technology, it's a cool tool.
It's so neat to see it, you know, finally really be embraced, because sometimes, you know, I think our business is you know, we obviously love it to be social and have people in here, but now all of a sudden it's like, wow, we can't. That's not a positive thing, and we don't want to encourage groups of people, and mm-hmm. we don't want traffic on the lot. We need to spread everybody out a little bit. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that when you're coming in shop, that you don't bring in the whole family. That's probably not the best idea anymore. you know, just learning to change and adapt. It's a really interesting thing, and you know, our people have been great through this. That's one thing I do want to give a big thank you and a shout out to my people. You know, like everybody else, when this thing was first going through our culture, and I got so many questions, and of course I still do, but, you know, there was so much uncertainty and not really knowing what to do. But as the country has shifted, and we locally have, into, you know, really getting our arms around this and trying to keep that curve low and not have it impact our health systems across the nation, you know, we've all had to adapt, and just watching our community do it, it gives me great hope. And watching my team here too, it's been great. You know, we've all been healthy, thankfully. Haven't had anybody exposed to that, as far as we know, certainly at this point. It's important to try to keep it that way.
All right, very good. Now, if folks are shopping online and they have maybe their eye on a couple of things, or maybe something in a certain genre, a vehicle, what's hot? And I know that there's a lot that's hot, but are trucks still roaring off the lot?
That's true, and we haven't been very salesy in this. It's kind of a little awkward to be promoting a lot at the moment, mm-hmm. but it is the end of truck month, so that is a reality. And what's been hot the last few weeks are Ford trucks, truthfully, for us. We have had a great month so far in March on our Ford truck side. We've sold a whole bunch of F-150s and Super Duties and Rangers and SUVs. We've exceeded our goal there, and they're looking to sell a bunch more. A lot of that is Ford, their great incentive structure. When they came out with this last week, it made a big hit, and we've seen a lot of interest in this. But basically right now, Ford is allowing you to get 0% interest for up to 84 months, so quite a long time. And then you can get six months of payment relief also, which is you can defer three payments, and Ford will give you a rebate that helps you make three more of your payments. So it's up to 6 months of payment relief. So you can buy the new car now and not have to make any payments, conceivably, for 6 months. Got those great interest rate incentives and big discounts on everything and lots of other incentives and stuff. And, of course, you can see all that on the website, like you said. They've got all the math on the various vehicles with payment calculators and everything. All our vehicles in stock. We try to keep good pictures up on them all, and really know that's what you're, how you're going to, especially today, how you're going to shop for a car. So we focus on that. When you do go to our website, you'll see some information there in our chat box. We do have some great tools there for, to communicate if you're on your phone or at home and just have a question. Chat's a great way to ask your question. Anyway, that's great deals on Ford trucks. On the other side, on Toyota right now, mm-hmm. we still are have the not getting great inventory yet of the new Highlander, but we've got what we are getting is we're selling quickly. It's an all-new vehicle, just came out a couple of weeks ago, and it's going to be great, so you might want to check that one out. Other new stuff, we've got a Supra on the ground. That's something that I haven't been able to say often in the last few years. We had our first one a few months ago and sold that right away, but now we've got a beautiful white one that's on the showroom, and while we have restricted access to the showroom, you might want us maybe to just do a video of that and send it to you. We'll be happy to do that on any of our vehicles. So just reach out to us if there's anything you need, whether it's sales, service, body shop, parts. We are still here. As you said before, the automotive transportation industry, car dealers specifically, have been deemed to be critical infrastructure businesses, that we are essential. And, you know, I'm proud of that. It is a challenge to stay operational in these times, but it is really important to the families that need their vehicle now and may have it break or need maintenance, or perhaps something happens and you need a new vehicle.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Brad Dunges with the Dunges Family of Autos, and we've been talking about the websites, but if you go to Dunges Choice, am I right? That's the one that'll take
you
anywhere?
Yes, correct. Dungeschoice.com, it's essentially just a landing page where it's the front door to all three of our showrooms. From there, you go to Toyota, Ford, or Lincoln. Of course, you can go to them directly. Just Google Dunges Toyota Ford Lincoln, and it'll show you. It'll take you right to it. But you know, you can go to DungesChoice.com. In fact, most of our traffic really comes from that. It's a pretty well-known site, but it's pretty simple, and it does just link to the other sites. But once you get there, you can get full information, schedule service, do the chatting I talked about. There's all kinds of specials on sales and service, new and used vehicles. We haven't talked much about used, but that's another thing that's been really hot lately.
It has.
Our great selection of used and certified vehicles. We have a great program going on now on those. So, and great deals. A bunch of vehicles under $20,000 and even some under $10,000. Those have been really really hot this time of year. We've been still buying vehicles, and that process can start online also. So lots of great tools there on the website at DungesChoice.com. Of course, you can call us too at 918-333-0900, and we'll be happy to help. Anything you need.
Now, when it comes to service and things like that, we went over this early in the show, but in case folks are just tuning in, I do want to remind everybody that the Dunges Family of Autos is open. Service is open.
But we have changed our operation.
Yeah, we have altered operations temporarily in compliance with the governor and with the city of Bartlesville. But if they do need a repair, what are the protocols again? You've got a couple of different options, right?
Well, you know, you used to just drive up and we'd greet you on the service drive and everything. You'd go right into our lounges. But in the last week or so, we've made a number of changes where we're essentially restricting. We've closed our lounges. We're restricting access to the building and the showroom into the service area. We'd prefer you to pull up, give us a call when you get there. If we know you're coming, of course, it's a little easier, so scheduling an appointment is a great idea. But if that's not possible and you need to come on in, when you get here, give us a call at 918-333-0900, and there are signs on the doors that say this. And then we'll come right out to your vehicle. So rather than you coming in, we're going to come out to you. We'll keep a safe distance. We've got our gloves and a steering wheel cover that we place on the vehicle. We sanitize the vehicle and disinfect it with some hydrogen peroxide-based disinfectants that are medical grade and do not damage vehicles, and are great stuff that cleans things up well. And you know, so we do that on the common service. We wear our gloves and stuff like that, and just but with the lounge closed, we'd really prefer to come to you. If we know what you need, we'll come pick up your vehicle. Do the same thing with disinfecting the keys and the vehicle and making sure that we're safe with it, and then we'll bring it here, do the work, and bring it back to you. And really, we can make arrangements where we get the keys and you get the keys back, and we pay over the phone, and we really don't have to really have any personal contact if that's what you prefer.
Mm-hmm. I noticed that doing business here in the last 24 hours, I noticed that it's always preferred to do that electronically, or in ways where you don't hand cards or cash over.
Yes,
because those things can carry.
Yeah, no, that's another thing. Is we're going to try to do payment by phone or electronically. It's going to be much better for all of us if we take care of it that way. But we can do that too. So it's just a matter of, kind of thinking differently about how we do our everyday things anymore. And, I'm sure there's going to be more changes. We've been meeting in our Zoom meetings every day at our management team and trying to figure out what's in coming next and how we are going to adapt and such. I do think we're going to go to some reduced hours here pretty soon. Not quite. We're trying to decide today what those will be, but with the changes, this will allow us to, if we reduce hours, we can split our shifts a little bit better, which helps us eliminate potential exposure internally. It's better for us to keep some away and so that they aren't exposed if something were to happen. Mm. And so we're thinking through all that stuff, trying to be there for our customers. If we do reduce our hours, we'll have a system there where we can be contacted during off hours and do things by appointment or in emergency situations, make special arrangements to take care of you, whatever it is you need. So we're really trying to think and adapt to this new day and what this holds for us, and stay there for our customers and really do our part to keep you safe and on the road. I do think, it would help if people were patient in this process. We really do want to ensure your safety. Things take a little bit longer when we're doing the disinfecting process. That is one thing to consider.
Well, you just brought up something that might be a change long term. People actually taking their time and being more patient. That would be kind of...
That would
nice
be not a bad
forward.
Thing, would it, Tom?
No. I could probably take a few lessons in that and I'd probably operate myself as well as in everything around me a little bit better. But
our world gets going so fast sometimes. And, that's an interesting thing in this period with the, the family's been pretty much holed up at home and I've been kind of holed up in my office. so we're all, it's a different world, but we're all dealing with it. I know everybody out there listening is, and that's just be safe, folks, and let's get through this together. And we're all learning to communicate differently, but it's so important we keep communicating. I've got our team just calling our customers to check on them to see how are they doing, to make sure everything's okay, and find out if there's anything they need. So if you get a call from us, if you've done business with us before, we may reach out to you.
Well, when they say isolate or restrict or social distance, that doesn't mean you have to be a hermit. That means, yes, you can still communicate. Yes, that means that you can still have conversations and stay in touch and everything. And if there is something that you need, like, say, in the way of automotive, we will find a way in order to make that work for you. And as you've said throughout the course of our program today, it's just the art of doing things a little bit differently under some unusual circumstances.
It is. I think Other things that are unique, we put all the brochures racks away. We can't have things around that people have touched a lot, right?
No.
So we disinfected them and put them away. And if you need one, we still have the clean ones. But we thought that was prudent. A few days ago, we got rid of all our snacks and drinks because we could tell that wasn't good. At that point, we still had our lounges, but we'd separated all the chairs by about 8 feet and had them spread out around the showroom. And then we took all the cloth chairs away because we realized those were harder to clean and were taking a lot of spray disinfectant. And we put out some folding chairs that had a hard surface that we could clean a lot easier. Make sure, you know, anytime anybody used them, we cleaned them up. And, you know, every time we just kept adapting, and, you know, I expect that's going to continue. I really think we're kind of settling into a pattern now where hopefully we can kind of figure out how we're going to operate and make it through this and start to, you know, anticipate when we get out of it. I know that's hard to say right now, but we hope we'll get back to normal before too long.
Well, one thing, when we do get back to some sort of normalcy, I think we're going to be a lot wiser and a lot smarter.
We sure are about pandemics.
And we
might be about selling cars too, frankly. Uh-huh. You know, I think that's a silver lining in this thing, is it kind of does accelerate this digital retailing revolution in the car business. Mm-hmm. I would think in a few years we'll look back at this and think that, you know, that was the kind of the tipping point we've seen it before in our industry where there's been a lot of talk about online vehicle purchases and delivering vehicles, and you've seen the ads from the Carvana or Tulsa dealers with their fancy trailers they deliver their vehicle in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been doing that for years, of course. A lot of car dealers do, maybe not with the fancy glass trailer. But the reality is that's kind of a gimmick. The point is, of course, is being able to do it. It's whether the consumer wants to do it. Let's face it, the cars were here, and they wanted to come look at them, and they wanted to test drive them. And they, you know, and the way we sell was encouraging that. And today's world, that's not, you know, how it works. So we're going to have to figure out new ways to do that. And it kind of accelerates everything, I think, in a way that might be positive and encourage, make us more responsive to our customer needs in the future, for sure.
Well, I got to tell you, you have a pretty optimistic outlook, which I think is refreshing, considering that we're going through some changes here with this COVID-19 virus and trying to keep people healthy, trying to keep people happy and also tend to their needs and tend to the needs of those around us with whom we work. You're doing it really smartly. And you talked about our community and how we band together. Boy, I've never lived in a community where the big thing is, let's solve a problem. Let's run towards a trouble and try to get ahead of it. This community does that.
Well, I think that is a hallmark of Bartlesville, is they always have rallied. I mean, it is a little city with a big heart and great people. They've always had a great sense of community and community pride, active community that really wants to solve its problems and to be there for each other. I think that's a hallmark of Bartlesville and has been for all these years that we've been here. And, you know, we're glad to be a part of it. It's certainly something that we're proud of and it sustains us. It's what helps us attract our employees and customers. It's the mutual relationships between local businesses and communities. And, you know, that's another thing we're seeing through this horrible economic problem that's being caused by the pandemic is, you know, the need for local people to support local businesses. And that's challenged when they're closed. It's going to be interesting over the next few months, and we obviously all need to stick together.
All right. Brad Dungis, thank you very much for being with us here on Car Talk. And again, let's remind folks where they can find you online.
That would be DungisChoice.com or, uh, or Google us, look up us up on Facebook. We've got several ways to get there that way, but you can get to all our showrooms at DungeonsChoice.com or give us a call at 918-333-0900.
All right. Hey, thank you, Brad. I really appreciate you being on board with us today. Even though we're social distancing, we're still social.
Yeah, we are. I'll talk to you again next week, Tom. Thank you so much, and thank you to the station for all your great work through this stuff. It's really important to have local media here to help us know and what's going on. That's critical. Thank you to Kevin and the team down there.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Take care and be well. Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that is Brad Dungeons with Dungeons Family of Autos right here on Car Talk. On K1, the one you trust, and if you missed that a little bit later on here, we'll have that up on the podcast for you. Let's take a quick look at weather before we get into our national and local news. For today, we're looking for a high of 86. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers. Look for a low of 63. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 84 degrees. Friday night, 50% chance of thunderstorms, low of 60. Saturday, cooling off with sunshine and 70. And we'll do the same on Sunday with sunshine and 70 degrees. Stay tuned. We've got our news coming up next.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400.